The drive back was dull and I started thinking about my bees. A few months ago, I had had to burn three of my hives. They were all infested with varroa, dirty little parasitic mites. It took a couple of minutes to burn years of hard work. Theirs, not mine. I like them because there's never any risk of me getting attached to one in particular. There are no names and no emotions. I said as much to Maro a while back, and he laughed and said that's why I had problems with women. But I like the bees because they're so different to humans. They believe in hard work and hierarchy, for one. I'd got into bees way back. When I was a boy and my parents had died, I went to live for a while with my uncle somewhere in the mountains outside Turin. He had a farm. One summer there was a swarm, a nasty blob of noisy bees like a furry teardrop, just able to cling to the branch. It was throbbing like a hairy heart. A few hours later, an old man arrived and dropped the swarm into a basket. There was something about the way he did it that impressed me. Maybe it was because he was French and the exoticism of the foreigner excited me. But I wanted to have that skill, to show a child that something terrifying could actually be beautiful and productive. I forgot all about it until I found another swarm a few years back in a hollow tree up near Fornovo. I built a hive out of some old planks Mauro had and mail-ordered the rest. I had beginner's luck for a while. The first year I got 28 kilos of wonderful honey. I almost doubled it the next. I was hooked. I didn't mind getting stung, no worse than a few nettles on a country walk. It cost next to nothing. You didn't need more than half a dozen tools and a box of matches. There was something peaceful to it. Maybe because they could so punitively defend themselves, there was a pact of gentility. If they had to sting, they died, and if they stung, you were sore. So you were careful and respectful. You took their honey, but you fed them in winter. You kept them free of diseases. Or I did, until last summer. The mites were everywhere. I tried being soft and hard. I tried sucricide and then chemicals, but nothing worked. In the end, I dug a hole in the ground, chucked the lot in there, and threw a match on top.